tomorrow's event, where His Excellency the President will deliver a message on the state of the nation to us and the whole country. We are put in place some security arrangements. Cars would be parked at the main car park. However, honorable members will be allowed to be dropped off in front of the staff entrance. Honorable members of parliament will not be permitted to be dropped off after the armed forces parade has been formed at 9 a.m., which meant that members should be in before 9 a.m. Two, the eastern gate near the cemetery would be permanently closed for the event, and in fact will remain closed forever. It's a security measure. Honorable members are advised to use the western gate near Kofi Annan ICT Center or the main entrance from the Accra International Conference Center. Three, the door leading to the tunnel or chamber from the Job 600 would be locked at 9:30 a.m. Honorable members are therefore respectfully advised to strictly adhere to the time, because those who will report late will not have access to the chamber block through the tunnel. Four, no guests of honorable members will be allowed access to the coffee shop cafeteria tomorrow. Five, every member is strongly advised to put on the ID card to avoid embarrassment at the various security points before entry into the chamber block. Six, honorable members are requested to be seated latest by 9:30 a.m. Seven, the Chief Justice and her team would be seated by 9:45 a.m. Honorable members are respectfully entreated to rise when the CJ's scale of justice is being led into the chamber. And the last but one, the security personnel would be stationed at appropriate places to ensure the safety of members and the public. The last point, invitation is limited to only honorable members and special guests. Anybody without invitation will not have access to the chamber block or the chamber or public gallery.